players were saying yesterday, this is the toughest defense that they've seen as they've looked at film. Look at the same way, Coach?
Absolutely. This defense is obviously their number one in many categories, and they don't have a lot of holes. And it's going to be probably our toughest test to date.
Peyton seemed in better humor today that you let him get out there and practice a little bit.
He had a lot of energy today, it seemed like. So it was good to see him back out there. I know he's, you know, every day a little bit better. So today was good day's work.
Adam, the issue that has come up in the last few weeks has been pass protection. How much has that been guys just one-on-one need to take care of business? How much is it the concept of your offensive line?
You know, I think we've talked about it before. It's a group effort all the way around. I know the O-line gets a lot of, blame, but it's backs, it's receivers getting open, it's making sure that we're getting rid of the ball on time. It's a full group effort. I mean, right now we're one of the, fewest sack teams in the league. It's a little bit to do with the line, a little bit to do with the fact that our quarterback gets rid of the ball fairly quickly. But we have to get better as a group. And if everybody does their job the right way, we'll get better in that area.
Chiefs blitzed a lot, multiple things early in the season. The last two games, they really haven't blitzed that much, and they haven't sacked the quarterback that much. Do you see a correlation with that? Have you noticed it?
Seems like they blitz enough to me. But, every game plan for every defense is going to be a little bit different. It's all, tailored to what personnel they're facing. And, if they blitzed a little less the last few games, then maybe they felt like that was their best, best thing to do for that game. So what we're going to see, I have no idea. We just have to prepare for what we've seen on film and adjust as the game goes on.
Is there enough film? I mean, Peyton said you couldn't really rely on last year's stuff.
Yeah, we got plenty of tape, and we know these guys pretty good. A lot of these guys, there's carryover, and they're good players. And this is going to be a tough matchup for us.
What do you think of that? Brandon Flowers kind of moved to that nickel, that inside role. What do you think of that matchup with him and Wes?
It's interesting to see him inside. Just over the last 4 years, seeing him play that outside spot. He's doing a good job, though. You see him in there. He looks comfortable. He does a great job of staying on his man. They play so much man coverage. I mean, it's one-on-one across the board. And he's done a really good job, and that's going to be a tough matchup for Wes.
Well, last week we talked about the fumbles. There was one more last week. What can Peyton do different to protect the ball better on those kind of strip sacks?
I think he felt that edge pressure and got outside the pocket. That's a tough one. I don't know if he didn't feel that guy or I know he was trying to, get rid of the ball. Just kind of one of those things that happen, and you try to minimize that as much as possible.
So when you have a Chiefs team like this that forces so many turnovers, even from their edge rushers forcing a lot of those, is it more of an emphasis this week? I don't know how it really could be.
Yeah, I think we've emphasized it enough since the spring. The thing that we have to make sure that we do is it can't be the unnecessary free runner, fumble exchange. If we're in the open field, we can't put the ball on the ground. We have to do everything we can to make it as hard as possible for these guys. And the last thing we need to do is just carelessly lay it on the ground. And that's been a big point of emphasis, obviously, every week it has. And we just need to try to make sure we get to that zero turnovers, in this game.
Adam, a bunch of Pro Bowlers that you saw in Hawaii, but has the emergence of Don Terry Poe been the biggest transition for the biggest addition, if you will, his play in the second year?
We noticed him last year. I know he was still kind of learning, that system and what he needed to do as a NFL player, but you can see that he's really made some strides, and he's a tough matchup for all our offensive line, and he's going to be a guy that we're concerned about.
And what's the challenge when your quarterback misses the big installation day? Do you have to change things up during the week?
Not for us. I mean, when you got Peyton back there, he knows this offense in and out, and him running one more rep of a play he's run 4,000 times, that's really not going to make the difference in what we're doing. The big day is today and tomorrow. Okay, making sure that Saturday we're nice and clean going into the game. So him missing Wednesday, it's just, I know he likes to be out there. So for him to miss practice, that's probably just not being around the guys.
Is it actually a net benefit because you get Brock a full day to work with the first team and get the timing with those guys?
Anytime Brock can get those live reps against our scout team and versus our defense when we go, our ones versus one, Those are huge for him. You know, the only thing that could be better for him is if he's ever in a game, you know, and hopefully we can hold off that tenure for a while, you know. So we want to get as much work with him when he can, and then, you know, when Peyton gets back in there, we're rolling like we always do.
Or get a really huge lead.
Yeah, we got to worry about scoring that first touchdown.